to the Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome everybody to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name's Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And like I've said in past calls, I am a coach of coaches. I help other people of influence to make a bigger impact in the world faster and more sustainably than they could on their own. So if this fits your persona, if this fits who you think you are, I would love to have a conversation with you on how I believe I can help you grow and to become more. And you would do that through sending me an email at info@coachian.com, or if you head on over to coachingdeconstructed.com, I have a link on my homepage that you can click on to have a discovery call with me. It is totally free. I guarantee you'll get something out of it, whether or not we decide to work together. So today I want to talk about being present. Actually, I'm going to call the episode, I believe I'll call it this. I'll call it Check Please. Because I started realizing that, okay, I've got some great material inside of me, but I think it comes even better when it's inspired by other people. So when people bring challenges or problems that they've got in their real life, I can mix that into the mix of what I can share here to be of total service to you. And I was having a conversation with a gentleman earlier, I think it was last week sometime, and he talked about being 100% present. How do I be 100% present in whatever I'm doing, whether it's, you know, with my girlfriend or at work? Because sometimes my mind drifts and I go to these other places. I go to places where I'm not paying attention. So before we dig any deeper, I think what we should do is define what presence is. Or defining when you are present versus when you're not present. So this is my definition of it. So my definition of presence is being with yourself, being totally okay with where you are, when nothing seems to really affect you one way or another, that you're trusting that everything is working out for you, that there's no fear, no anxiety, no worrying about what's going to happen in the future or what somebody thinks about you. It's being okay with where you are, with whomever you are, no matter what is going on outside of you. Kind of like, I don't know why I'm getting this little vision, but kind of like one of those little snow globes where it just seems so peaceful inside the snow globe. There's no sound, just snowflakes and glitter or whatever inside that little ball. For as long as you can pay attention to just that. And then the moment you'll realize that you are outside of that presence is when you're starting to notice anxiety in your body, your mind leaving you and going to a different place, where you're reacting to situations and circumstance and things around you that take you away from that snow globe place. All right, so now that we've defined what presence is and is not, at least from my perspective, let's go back to the story. So this gentleman came to me, was wanting to know how he could be more present. And I myself was actually challenged with, well, how would I recognize this in myself? So I've sat with this for almost a week, and I was having trouble myself trying to figure out how would I help somebody to be more present. And during my post-routine CrossFit workout where I do a lot of stretching, it was funny because in doing that that stretching routine, the guy who was who moderates that, he was telling us to zone out and to go with the flow. And every time he would talk, it would actually interrupt my ability to zone out. So as much as I was trying to be present with myself, with my body, I found myself distracted. And that's totally normal. I think this whole idea of being present all the time is something that a lot of us try to strive to do, you know, to be in the moment, to be present, to, live in the moment, I guess would be the expression. But I think it's thrown around pretty willy-nilly, and it's actually something that's quite challenging to maintain. So I wouldn't beat yourself up too much about not being present, because it's normal to check out. Because we will, anytime somebody says something or does something, we will have reactions to it. You could be listening to a friend, you know, over the phone having a conversation, and your mind will wander because of a word that they chose or a story that they talked about, because it will remind you of something that happened to you in your past. And it'll take you and your mind on a little journey. And oftentimes it takes a while for you to actually come back to the conversation. And you may have missed minutes of that conversation because you have, in your mind, gone somewhere else. And that's normal. But if you truly want to start being present with yourself, with your body, with the people in your life, the first step in making any change is to actually recognize when you've checked out. To actually notice the moment in time where you realize, I'm not actually listening to this person anymore. I'm somewhere else. Once you realize that you've gone somewhere else, then you can actually bring yourself back. As a professional coach, I need to be totally present with my clients as much as I can. I need to be listening for what's said, what's not said, how it's said, the tone of what they say, the emotional journey that sometimes they are going through, and trying to stay detached enough from it that I can use my own intuition, my own guidance, to ask really pertinent, pointed questions to help them move through their situation. But even someone who's trained to do this will check out. And I've had to catch myself and apologize from time to time for checking out, because there invariably will be, or inevitably will be, times when they say something that will trigger me internally, that will take me to a different place. And I check out of the conversation. But I've tuned myself in enough that I recognize that I have gone somewhere else. So usually I can, within a matter of seconds, come back and say, do you mind backing up for a second? When you mentioned this, it brought something up in me and I tuned out for a second. And I apologize for that, and I want to get back to where you were. Do you mind repeating that last phrase that you had? But this has taken a lot of time and practice and energy to be able to bring myself back. So I want you to be gentle and easy on yourself for checking out, because it's totally normal. We often live kind of a unconscious life from day to day, week to week, because we get so wrapped up in our lives. So that first step is noticing when you are checking out. Once you notice you've checked out, how do you bring yourself back? Okay, well, you acknowledge that you went somewhere else. You come back to the conversation. And I always find it really beneficial to actually acknowledge that you went somewhere else. Especially if you're having a conversation with somebody and you've lost a few minutes of time with them. So letting them know where you went and then come back and have that conversation. But what do you do with that once you have recognized that you checked out? You may want to look at why you checked out. What was the thing that came up that sent you somewhere else? Was it a judgment? Was it a feeling? Was it a song that came on the radio that reminded you of an ex-lover? Whatever. I mean, there's so many different things that can take you out of the moment. But being able to pinpoint what it was that took you somewhere else may be something that you want to look at. Another thing you might want to check out when you check out is, where do you go when you check out? Like, are you running from something? Are you scared of where something is going? Are you afraid maybe of what somebody is thinking or if they're judging you? Where does your mind go or your body go? Do you feel sensation in your body? Do you feel like you're getting nervous or anxious or fearful of an outcome if you don't remain present? There's actually a practice that I use. Actually, I don't usually use it for this in particular, but I think it might be relevant. It's called my In the Flow practice. And if you just take a pen and a paper and you just draw a circle, the circle represents the flow of life, right? Like, you're going through life, everything's good, nothing's really bothering you, and you're just going around the circle. But at some point in that cycle, something will take you out of the flow. And you will go into some kind of a downward spiral, or a checking out, if you will, of where you are mentally. And sometimes we go down on that negative spiral or that downward spiral or that checking out spiral, in this case, for quite a long time before we can recognize that we actually checked out. The story that I used to use for this was I used to have a little bit of road rage when I would drive, and I could be driving along perfectly happy, you know, nothing particular in my head, and I could get cut off by a driver. And it would send me into a blindless rage, if you will. And I would freak out and be shaking my fist at somebody or something even a little bit worse. And, start speeding up and start having these kind of like unconscious reaction type responses to the situation. And the way that I would slow that down and to regain my presence was to start asking myself, what just happened? What was the last moment in time that I realized that I was okay and feeling pretty good? Okay, right around that time that I was cut off. Okay, good. All right, so what did I make that mean? I started asking myself more questions about that moment in time. I got cut off. Okay, I made it mean that this guy is reckless and careless and dangerous and he's endangering my family, and that means to me like he's putting us in danger. So it sounds like I gave a whole lot of meaning to somebody turning into my lane a little faster than I would like. But I don't know if any of that's true. He may have just been careless. He may have just not noticed me. He may be somebody who's reckless and whatever. But for me, all I needed to do was start asking myself questions to start calming myself down and bring myself back into presence. And now when I do get cut off, it's a lot different experience for me. First of all, it seems like it happens way less often than it did back then. But I also don't let it affect me like I used to. Because I knew that was a trigger point for me and that I was giving meaning to something that didn't really mean that. And the only way I would actually know this is if I actually had a conversation with the driver who cut me off. So this is one way you can bring yourself back into presence, is by asking yourself, what happened, what triggered me into it, and what did I make it mean? And the last part to that is, what could I do differently next time, Or is there something I need to do to address how I approach the situation now that I have more information? It's amazing when you slow down and slow your mind down, you can actually come back into a place that feels much better and that is much more present. The other thing that you can do is a breathing practice, if my in-the-flow practice doesn't work for you, to bring yourself back into presence. Because you first need to be able to notice what presence feels like. Because we live in such a fast-paced environment, things are coming at us all the time. Got social media alerts and emails and texts and TV shows and commercials and everybody wanting our attention all the time. Sometimes it's just nice to slow down and to breathe for a couple of minutes. And to try to empty your mind out of all the things that you're thinking about. Now that might sound simple in theory, but it takes a lot of practice. And I do a little meditation practice every day, yet I still find I have thoughts popping into my head every few seconds. But what I like to do is to try to focus on something different other than thought. Whether that be focusing on my breath, meaning actually feeling the breath going in, feeling it kind of fill my lungs, expand through my chest, to a sense feel like it, how it's oxygenating my blood. I can't believe I couldn't get that out. And then the release, and actually feeling the breath actually pass through your lips on exhale. And just focusing on that movement of the air in and out. Instead of focusing on the thoughts that are in and out of your head. And if thoughts do pop into your head, let them go and refocus on your breath. I also try from time to time to notice the sensations in my body. And usually I'll start with my hands or my feet, and I try to feel, this might sound bizarre, but I try to feel on a molecular level what's going on inside my fingers and in my hands and in my elbows and in my biceps. And I try to like feel that energy inside of me throughout my entire body as another way to distract myself from the thoughts in my head. These are some of the times that I truly feel like I am actually present. I bet I am only present a fraction of the time throughout the course of my day. But it's super helpful to slow things down, to get to that place where you're just focusing on those things. And you'll be amazed at actually how much more capacity you have to pay attention later on in your day or immediately following that because you've slowed yourself down so much. So if you're looking at trying to improve your presence in your life and you're having trouble getting out of your own head and getting out of your own way that way, it may be helpful to have a conversation with a coach to help you to understand where you're going, catch yourself sooner, and then have strategies that you can adopt to help you become more present more often. And one thing I think you might want to check into as well is understanding why it's so important that you be present. Why is it important that I be present right now with my girlfriend? Why is it so important that I be present now at work? What will that do for me? Or am I afraid that something will happen if I do not spend quality present time doing what I'm doing? Check into what that why is all about. Why is it so important? And only you will know what that true why is. And if you want to have a conversation about this, you can book a discovery call with me at coachingdeconstructed.com and click on that link on the homepage. Another thing that you may want to check in with is how you check out, because a lot of us check out in different ways. So I mentioned earlier checking out because you're anxious or triggered by an emotional response to something or a story that somebody said. But sometimes when we get uncomfortable, I was thinking about this earlier too. Well, sometimes when I get uncomfortable, I like to use humor and jokes as a way to kind of keep me, to diffuse a situation or to make me feel more comfortable in the moment. But it may not actually be me being present. It may just be me trying to find a better feeling place because I'm not present. Sometimes these are defense mechanisms. Sometimes we go and we go hide. We withdraw ourselves from the situation. So some people react outwardly. Some people withdraw internally. Some people use humor to try to mask where they're at and what's going on. And masking in general, saying that you're okay when you're not really okay. These are all ways of noticing that you are not present. Because if you are present, none of this stuff will really, really bother you. All right. So with that, everybody, I think I'm going to let you go. I think I've rambled on long enough. So if you have a particular challenge that you would like to work on, that you think I could help you with in a podcast like this, please feel free to send me your questions on or your challenge that you're having, and I will see what I can do about turning that into an upcoming episode. So until next time, everybody, have a great week or so, and we will talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.